Wonderfully and amazingly, with no flaw, man. A lot of people confuse that because then a lot of parents start looking, oh, my kid is doing this wrong and my kid is doing this right. And people get thrown off by the aspect of the observation of the eye. But when we look at the scriptures, we learn one thing. They're perfectly and wonderfully made.
Amen.
God made everything good. Everything.
Amen.
And that's where we need to stand.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because I'm going to share with you. I'm going to have to go back so that we can stay in the Bible in the context on 1 Peter. But I want to read to you the theme verse that I brought for you guys for this letter. And I'm not going to read verse 1. I just want to read verse 2. Nick read it today for us, the entire thing. See, when you read the whole Psalm 57, you get so much blessing out of that. See, because we listen, the Bible teaches us, all of us, that it's not people who coming against you. It's never going to be people. I started like this because I want us to understand that everybody on earth is wonderfully and beautifully made according to the image of the Most High God in His likeness. Not only the image, but also on His likeness. And we are called to love. I shared with you guys last week on Luke. By you who hear, I say to you, love your enemies. Total radical teachings of Jesus. Because everybody was teaching the opposite. If somebody comes to you, a two for a two and a eye for an eye. And they read it in the law, but they want misunderstanding the scriptures. The Bible is full, and a lot of people quote this verse on Proverbs 3, do not fall until you don't understand this. Trust in the Lord, and He will make you path straight. See, that's the beautiful of the things, because every time we read the Bible, it will bring you life. It's the book of life. It's not a book. A lot of people confuse and misrepresent. Listen, brothers, I was talking to a good brother of ours. With all your knowledge, brother, and with all your righteousness, if you misrepresent the Most High God, you just will see the people of God entering into the promised land, and you will stay in the hill. Doesn't mean that you're going to get lost. According to the scriptures, you're going to be saved like one born in the bottom of your feet. But if you misrepresent this amazing grace and love of God because of your own understanding of the scriptures, you're not doing justice unto the message of the gospel of Jesus. Sometimes we have to grow up to comprehend the message. And that's the message we have believed. I'm going back into the context where we started on the book of Peter, okay? Because it's a book that is going to rock your feet when you read it in the eyes, with the eyes of the spiritual understanding, not with the eyes of knowledge, but with the heart. Amen. Let's read only verse 1, verse 2 of 57. And I'm going to read it on the complete Jewish Bible because it just fills all my guts and my mouth and everything that bears. 57 Psalm that Nick read earlier, but only verse 2. I brought you guys both verse 1 and verse 2, but today I just want to read verse 2. Amen?
Amen.
And then we're going to pray it and read the continuation of the first chapter of Peter. And we're going to merge into chapter 2 as well today, God willing. Verse 2 of on the NIV of the of Psalm 67 reads, I call to God. I pray and hope that you guys call to God. I've been telling you, which are your brother? Which are your brothers? Call to the one, the author and perfecter of your faith. Fix your eyes upon Him, which has the heralds, man. We're not greater than you. I wish I would not know this, because I will not be judged because of my ignorance. I call to God, the Most High, to God who is accomplishing His purpose for me. Hallelujah. See, I brought you the book because I started on week one. A lot of people has not comprehend what's my purpose on the church. What am I here for? And it's so simple. See, sometimes we adorn things and we put heavy loads upon others. That ourselves teaching don't even carry it. We fail and fail and fail carrying the load. And sometimes we want to force others to believe the way I believe, the way that I see scriptures. When the Bible teaches us that everybody's growing, it's seasons in life. See, we had to be wise to comprehend the message. And that's where we want to go back when I go to chapter 1. We're going to start on verse 22. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you for today, God. Thank you, God, for the revelation of your word. God, for what you're pouring upon many people who standing before you to bring honor to you, to humble ourselves, Father, in our knees, asking you for you to bring to this place, God, a swift movement of the Holy Spirit, that you will touch lives from the bottom of their feet all the way up to fill them with fire of the Holy Spirit. The desire to seek you and to bow down before you and to ask you, God. I know that you are accomplishing your purpose for me in my life. How wonderful and beautiful it will be when we completely surrender to you. Not by mouth, God, not by intelligence, but with a willing heart. To say and imitate those ones who said, not my will, but yours be done. Bless the reading of your word, God, and help me, Lord. Help us to be good ambassadors of your word. In Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. Amen. Let's back up a little on chapter 1, 22. Amen. I wanna read that part. Because sometimes we tend to take God's glory upon our hands. Unwillingly. But it's in our nature. Look at what I'm doing. God used me to raise the dead. God used me to bring healing to somebody. God. And then in the midst of honoring God, I was telling my wife in the way over here, or yesterday, I forgot. God is a jealous God, and He does not want to share His glory with no one. He wants for us to understand that all glory and honor and power goes to Him. All the glory of God. We testify in such a way to bring Him honor, to bring Him glory, not to show you, brothers and sisters, oh wow, look how good pastor he is. Oh, God forbid. That we place a crown upon ourselves. The crown that we're supposed to be having is a thorn. I have a thorn on my side. Thank God for that thorn now. I'm rejoicing with that thorn. Why? Because He always places a somebody or something right next to you. So that you can make your pastor, so that He can accomplish His purpose for you. And all is good. All of it is good. Don't be surprised, because we're going to go when people suffer. We have to learn to be partakers of both the sufferings and the blessing. We are called to be different, to be holy, to be merciful. We were taught by many generations to hate our enemies. We will forgive, but we will never forget. On September 11, all over the stinky planet, we will forgive, but we will never forget. That was the slogan. I don't know if you guys remember. It's quite some years back, but that's how we were taught. But I say to you who listen to me, love your enemies. See, what good you get out by loving those ones who love you? What gain? You just love the Christians. when the Bible says to love them all. Without partiality. The Lord's glory rises for the good and for the evil. The sun rises for everybody. He was buried. He was crucified. He put the crown. At the third day he was risen. That's what we have believed. When we were still sinners, God demonstrated his love for us by sending his own son. He did not spare him. How much more he will give us? He has already given us his all. Let's go to verse 22. Man, I'm all excited. I don't know, you guys. I spent 4 days last week because it was a kind of a strong therapy. And I couldn't sleep. I didn't sleep for like 4 days. You know, like it was. Like, come on, Lord, pour more unto me. I want to share to you. I want to tell my brothers how amazing and how kind and loving and merciful and good you are. And I went and, you know, I was talking to a friend, one of my clients, Benjamin. And my goodness, and now he wants to be partakers of the studies. And come on, man, come on, come on. We're gonna do this, you know. How beautiful it is to see God working right in front of your eyes. And you're just a vessel. No glory for Memo. Praise the Lord, amen. Let's go to 22. I want to read it because now I have eyes. Now that you have purified, remember that I told you about the Ulai River, the divination, the purification. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers. And who is my brother? And who is my mother? See, all of those who do the will of the Father are my brothers and my father and my mothers. Listen what it says in here. Now that you have believed, now that you have received mercy, now that you have been forgiven, now that you understand that he called you to set you apart for one purpose, to share what I was given to you, not to be a holy roller, not to be like, ooh, I'm better than that guy. Oh, heck no. To understand the message that he does not look or give impartially, but to everybody equally. We have all the gifts of the Holy Spirit when we first believe. You do not lack any type of wisdom. You do not lack any gift of the Holy Spirit. When we came to the feet of Jesus and we invite him in, he blessed us with all the things in the heavenly realms, not just in here on earth. You want to inherit the earth. Chapter 12 of Revelation. You will inherit the earth. You just want to receive a new body, the earth. The kingdom of heaven is near. It's right here among us. He has come near to you and to me. That's the message that we have here. Listen, now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply. From the heart, not from the mouth, not from the brain, be sincerely loving one another. Especially those ones who has a place to you as a thorn right next to you. Love them, love them, love them, and after that, love them again. You guys need to understand that. You cannot reject the disobedient child. Now that you have purified, that you obey the truth, you have heard the truth. What is true? He is truth. He did not judge you. He did not condemn you. He went to the cross for you. He took your place so that the wrath of God was fully poured unto him, so that we can be washed by the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. Those ones who has been sprinkled with the blood has defeated the devil. Chapter 12 of Revelation as well. Go to chapter 5 of Revelation about the blood of Jesus. We're called to understand that it's by the blood of Jesus, by the sacrifice of Jesus, by the Lamb of God who came to take the sins of the world. We have been purified by that message, by the message of truth. Why? Because he came to give you life and life in abundance. That's the reason why. See, I'm going back to the context when we started the letter. He is the way. He is the direct. He is the truth. And he is the giver of life. We're breathing the name of God every time we breathe. We're singing praises, even when you don't want to, even the rocks will sing praises unto God. See, that's the beauty of the things that we've been learning. Listen, let's go to, man, I'm on fire. I don't know about you guys. And maybe it's the chemo. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and enduring word of God. Let's check this out when you're going to testify. For all the glory of men, for all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass wither and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And that's what he watches you. That's what he gave you. That's what he gave you for you, not to be a hoarder and keep it for yourself, but for you to share it with others. That's how you're going to see God working in you, the mighty power in you to do the good deeds, the good work that was prepared before you even was in existence for you to do. He selected you from your mother womb. He placed you on this place so that you can, he can fulfill his purpose in you. His purpose, not our purpose. See, that's the confusion of the church, of the purpose living in something, something. His purpose, that's your purpose. If you will never knew what was your purpose in the life, it's his purpose. And that's when you're gonna like see the amazing things that, man, you know, how can that guy got saved? I have a call yesterday from one of my younger brothers, and he says, I had 3 weeks without tasting drugs, brother. And I don't want to no more. I'm doing one-to-one Bible study with the elder of this church. And I'm not doing that no more. You know, he's 47. You know how long I've been praying for that kid? You know how much rejoicing I was yesterday? I was just like, thank you, Lord. Thank you. See, because in my, I'm going to confess to you, on my train of thought, he was lost. 6 months in prison, 6 months in freedom, and 6 months in prison. All his life, and he was 19. All his life. And then he'll come out and he'll change and then he'll taste it again and then he goes back and all their life. See, we testify in such a way. Listen, he called me because his statement was, I saw you and I praise God for you now. I said, praise the Lord, mijo. And I'm still going to keep going because you're just my brother. But I have a lot of brothers and a lot of mothers and a lot of sisters. We still have to keep pushing. We have to keep going. Let's go to chapter 2. Amen. I want you guys to, another of God's purpose is for us to learn how to divide God's word. Rightfully divide God's word. Purifying word of God. The milk that we're supposed to be giving to the babes. The solid food that we're supposed to be to the grown-ups. Everything that we learn is for God's purpose. Because when we divide God's word, we will experience the change or the power of the Holy Spirit upon other people's life. And you will realize that it's not you doing, but it's him doing all things through you. That's how beautiful the scripture teaches. Amen. Let's go to chapter 2, verse 1. Amen. I'm going to use my paper. You want to give the letters to the glasses to Matt Vega? Because I'm going to use, those ones are big letters, so I just wanted to read the little ones because I didn't have it in there. Just God told me when I was singing to God to go back to verse 22. So, you know, I had to listen to the Holy Spirit. So verse 1 says, okay, now that you guys hear this, now that you guys, I share with you how we're supposed to be, we're supposed to imitate Jesus, right? Listen what it says on verse 1. Therefore, rid yourselves of what? You guys hear that? You guys hear that? It's in a sinful nature. Don't tell me that you don't have that because it's written. Get rid of it. Sin comes through it. He's giving you the blessing to not to let it come into your heart. I don't care how old you are in the faith. Every human being is fighting with himself, with their nature of their flesh, according to what is written. See, if we can control the body, we can control the beast. Some people put something to their horses to master them. But to a big old boat, a little tiny rat on the back to make it move. If we can control this beast, I'm telling you, bro, that's what is written. You see that? He's, even if you are the strongest believer on earth, you will fall short of the glory of God. Because the things that we know of, what to do, man, you're going to hit in there, squash it. And you're going to have to go back to the truth. And when we confess our sin, He's faithful to forgive. So that you can get back up. Not to listen, I was telling my brother yesterday, the word of God is a hammer and you are the jar of clay. And the word of God smashes the jar. And the same word builds it back up. See, it penetrates because the word of God is living and active. And it reveals, see, it exposes everything that you think that you're hiding from Him. He cannot be mocked. He will expose those things and the desires of your heart and the way you're thinking, that malice, so that you can get rid of it. Get out. Away from me. You can tell that by the power of the Holy Spirit, get behind me, Satan. Stay away from me. It's a battle. It's a walk. This sanctification that I'm speaking of since last week is a daily thing. It's not once in... You're done deal. It's every day when you get up, every single time you breathe, everything is going to go back to the Lord. Says, therefore, rid yourselves of malice and all deceit. Don't be lying to nobody. Be real. If you don't know something, don't pretend that you know it. Because when we are all knowing, we do not know what we ought to know. We have to humble ourselves. We have to see His face. I asked my wife, sing this song for me. I mean, through this trial, there was a song that lifts me up in His name. What is the name of it? Trusting God. Amen? Because I saw the Lord and he answered me. 15. I told my wife, I have a revelation from God. That stuff on my liver, stopping. It's not going to go away, but it's not going to grow. I can live with it for the next 15 years that He gave me word of it. It's not going to advance. I'm so in awe of God. I'm in wonder with God. And I thought, He sent my friend. I saw Him. I saw the angel coming back about the news to me. I'm going to be okay. See, it's not that I was doubting, but I was thinking, how can this be? Like kind of Mary did. And He sent His messenger. He gave you word. He gave you word. When you started praying, He answered you. Remember I read to you guys last week in Daniel? See, this is how God works. He uses us, our stuff. I told you guys, so when you are going through it, it's different than when someone that you love is going through it. You just don't sense the discomfort of someone that you love. But when you go through it, it's a whole different aspect of life. It's beautiful. Why? Because even in there, He's bringing life out. Just imagine how pumped I've been for the last 4 days when I received this revelation. See, because listening in my heart, I said, and I told Brother Matt and another person, after this one, I'm stopping. If it is bad news, I'm not going for it. I just wait for the day off. God, hear my prayer. He's the one who stopped it. He just brought it to my heart. You need to stop it. And I stopped it. See, we had to trust God. I want to testify of the goodness of God. See why I was in so much touch with that Son of the goodness of God? And I'm going to sing to the goodness of God. And I'm going to share with others the goodness of God. What a beautiful blessing to be a vessel, to come worthy of suffering for the Lord's sake. Listen what it says in here. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies. Crave pure spiritual milk. Go back to the old life. Go back to the beginning. Doesn't matter how old you are, you need milk. Be refreshed. Be reminded of the day when you cry out to God. Don't ever forget that day. Keep it so close to you because He's going to fan the fire that was placed upon you that day when you come to Him or when you came to Him. It's going to lead it up. You're going to be used by God to lead others up, finding the call to lead up again. See, that's the beauty of the message. Listen what it says in here. Listen, I'm going to read it again. Verse 2, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. He wants you to be reminded the day that you were saved. You will grow up in your salvation. Listen, when you were saved, man, we came with so much baggage, with a big old load upon our shoulders. And he took it away from us. Saul carried, I carried the luggage. He washed your feet, not only your feet, but your whole body. He washed us new, whiter than snow. Although our sins are, you know, more redder than scarlet, he washed it. He cleans you. He wants you to be reminded of the salvation, the day that you were saved, so that you do not consider yourself higher or higher than other people. But stay humble. Listen what it says in here. Now that you have tasted, just in case you don't get it on the explanation, he goes in for the kill. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. You guys see that? He never failed you. He never condemned you. Therefore, you should not judge nobody. Therefore, you should be a spiritual priest building the temple of the Lord. That's what we call. We are many members forming one body. And I don't care if you're Catholic, and I don't care if you're Methodist. I don't care what you are. We're many members forming one body. When he comes on the day of revelation, he's going to take care of the whole thing. And he's going to separate the goats from the sheep. And he is the one who knows all things and knows the hearts of men. We cannot deceive. We cannot pretend. We cannot lie to each other. He cannot be mocked. He wants us to understand, to be for real. Don't judge. Let your light shine in such a way that the others will see that the face of God is upon you. And you will testify, and you will not stay on the mountain. You walk into the promised land with them. It's coming, and it's about to be revealed. Another of God's purpose is for us to learn how to divide God's word to be and to be changed. Amen. Let's go to verse 4. As you come to him, see, I came, I told you August 22nd, 2004, and I bowed down in an altar, and I said, I am sorry, God. 20 years ago almost, and I have not break my promise to serve him. I go back to the day I was saved. So when I come to him, it's not only that day when I got saved. It's an invitation for you to come. Come to him. Listen what it says here. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God, and precious to him. You're going to listen. That's why I started the message like this. When you go and testify and they don't receive, and they're coming against you, it's not people. Please understand that. Don't misunderstand the Old Testament. The enemy has been using the same strategies to divide the body, to create a divorce, to separate from each other, to make cults, to make segregation. I only hang with those ones because those ones, they don't believe the way I believe. I don't see what they see. So they're not preaching the truth. And I'm like, oh, he read chapter 1, 1 Timothy 9. He read the same thing I read. When it comes down to the interpretation, that's what every mole falls short. You may fall short. What is written, when they take things out of context. But the Bible is so simple. Like babies, we will understand it. We will dig into the Word of God. And we will rejoice with the Word of God. And I will rejoice on the day of my salvation. And I will remember the power of the Holy Spirit working within me to do the things I was doing. And to stop doing the things I used to do. And when I do those things here and there that I probably sleep off, I know that it's not me doing, but it's thinking flesh within me doing them. But I don't stay on that stage. It's not a license to sin. I go back to him. I want to please my God and my Lord and your God and your Lord and your Father and my Father. We're going to live such a way now that we have tasted that the goodness of God. When you love somebody, you don't want to displease that somebody. You want to do everything for that somebody. See, that's the true love. That's why we say, be sincere. Don't be deceived. Don't be designed by what other churches has. As you come to him, the living stone rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built in a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. A lot of people, what are those sacrifices? Some people might ask. What sacrifice are I supposed to make? What is that referring to? How can I do these things? Let me share with you a simple scripture. What the Bible, the biblical teachings of the spiritual sacrifice. It's there. You just have to go and seek. And I want to read the entire chapter so that I can stay in the context without explaining it. If you guys were willing, let's go to Romans chapter 12. This is what your act of service, your true act of worship, serving the living God in all his fullness. Dunamis represent the true, living, loving, kind, and merciful God. That's what the Bible teaches. Romans 12, verse 1 to 2. I'm going to read the first two verses on the New King James. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove that what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When you remove your denomination belt, you will see everybody the way that God created them, and you will have hope for them. Do not consider yourself highly. Let's read it. For by the grace given, I'm going to go to the NIV. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment. Be reverent to God. He is merciful. He called you to be merciful because your heavenly Father is merciful. I forgot what verse I was. I was quoting by memory. Can somebody help me? Verse 3. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you are, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. You see why I start loving everybody? You see, I hear the commandment of God. If you want to be fulfiller of the law, then the law that you so fully delight, love God. Matthew verse 37. With everything you have, with all your mind, soul, and strength, and everything within you. And the next one is like, love your neighbor as he loves yourself. With that, you fulfill the law. Just think about it. If we remove our veil, oh, they're Catholics. They're going to hell. Oh, now you're God. Who told you that? Oh, they're Pentecostals. They speak weird on their services. Oh, guilt. Oh, they're the Church of God. All the women cannot wear pants, only skirts. They had to put a cover their heads. They don't understand what is written. So many rules and regulations of things that they're supposed to do and you have to do and all this other stuff. And you know what? We're supposed to teach that, but we cannot put ourselves loads. Everybody is growing at their pace according to what I just read to you. See, we started growing, and you had to be all suffering and all patient and doing all things. That's how you're not supposed to, you don't think, you know, more than you are to think of yourself with sober judgment. You see somebody who's barely coming to their faith, they're babes, and you're very cautious with them, and you love them. Doesn't mean that you're supposed to neglect the one that is already grown up. You love them in the same manner, in the same way that you love the new babe, the new believer. Your love never should never be impartiality. The same way, do the work of an evangelist. When you see a brother in error, treat him as an unbeliever. Bring him back. Don't put a nail and break him in pieces and leave him there bleeding. Say, that's what you get for not obeying the Lord. No, that's not how it works. See? Listen what it says in here. I want to read it to you for in verse 4, which is, it just fulfilled my mouth. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts, my brothers, according to the grace given to each of us. According to the faith, distributed, and now according to the grace. I want you to look at the contents. We came to the faith for what was given to us. And now he's going to speak about the grace. See, because when we're saved, we're champions, and then we become religious. We forgot about the grace was given to us. Check this out. I want you guys to grow up, to start eating the solid food. See, I pray for God to move on this place and start a fire to touch us. I've been praying for that for quite some years, and I can see the movement now. little by little, but I can see it. Check this out, you guys. Hallelujah. According to the grace given to each of us, if your gift is prophesying, you're from the church of God, you go over there and they have a prophet every single service. Don't judge them. That's what I just read to you. Prophesy. Let him be. If they speak in tongues, let him be. Let him be. If you cannot, don't be worried. The Spirit is in you. Because that was the truth that we read, that we believe upon. Listen what it says in here. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. You guys see that? I'm speaking on God's mercy. By the mercy grace given unto me, I beseech you, brothers, to be transformed, to be renewed. Listen, to take that veil of we belong to that church. Don't go there. Listen to this verse 9. Love must be sincere, my brothers. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Taking on the contents from what I'm reading to 1 Peter, they all teach the same message. The message is the same. It doesn't matter who's the speaker. We speak in the same sound doctrine. From the years to many years ago, we cannot change this message of salvation. The message of mercy, the gospel means good news. It doesn't mean bad news. And so that people can be redeemed into the good news, into the new self. So salvation is free. Through faith, you have been saved. By grace, not by works of your own, so no one can boast. So no one takes glory. Check this out, you guys. Hallelujah. Be devoted to one another in love. You guys hear that? He's a sinner. Get my way from the church. That's what a lot of churches in America is doing. Because they take the Bible, do not associate with them. But why you don't stay in the contest, brother? Why you just kick him out? Bring him back. Roll him back in. Throw that hook. Fish him back up. Bring him back to the boat. Don't let it go to the... My goodness. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another, brothers. Above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal. You have to be sound teacher. Listen, you're supposed to know this word. You're supposed to memorize it. Do not lack zeal. Your relationship with God. Listen what it says after that. Because a lot of people stop in there because it's a period. Look the rest. Do not lack zeal. But keep your spiritual fervor. Serving who? You? The church? Community Christian Church? Serving the Lord. That's where you're going to stay in that fervor, in that fire that I was sharing with some brothers. That you have to stay on fire, purifying fire, standing on the spiritual milk, growing up to be a good worker. He's working in all of us to build that temple, a spiritual temple, not from this earth. His kingdom is not of this earth. Even the earth is going to receive in his new body. Listen, the heaven of God, the kingdom of God has come to this earth. It's here within us. We're just going to be redressed. Reestablish. We're gonna go back because oh man, Adam Kadosh Hashem. He was the first man who gave life. Out of him, he gave birth. Hakalaya, that's what the word means. Hakalaya. A man gave birth to somebody. And from that man, woman came. And out of the man came now. So there is no difference between man and God or man and woman. We're all equal. There is no slave nor free. We're supposed to be the givers of life. Born again by the Holy Spirit, by the word of truth. Born again. See, my goodness. I hope that you guys get it because I'm all in fire over here. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. You want to grow? Listen, brother, go to that room where nobody sees you and pray to the Lord. Bow to the Lord. You will receive a beautiful reward. Be joyful, hoping, patience in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people, my brothers, who are in need. Not speaking only financially, brothers. See, share with God's people. You think that you're the only people of God? You think the unbelievers are not of God who are living on disobedience? I checked when we first started this letter, there is two children, children who obey, children who disobey, and they both children of the same household. Which has the ones obeying the truth? They steal my brothers. Who is your brother? You see that? So that we can release the religious mentality. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. You want to see a change in somebody, invite into your house. Let him see you for who you really are. Not who you are at church or who you are at church. That's how you get to know people. When they spend time with you. When you spend time with Jesus, guess who you're going to imitate? See, the student becomes like the teacher. Not us, the teacher. He is the teacher. Bless those who persecute you, just in case you guys didn't hear it last week. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Those are the things that you're supposed to do. Now I'm going to read to you the things that you're not supposed to do. Okay? Biblically speaking, not what I say, not what pastor says, what the scripture says. From 1 to verse 15, we read to the 16 verse, we read the things to do, live in harmony with one another. Verse 16 says, the next part says, do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not lack in zeal. Don't be thinking that you're all that with tobacco chips. Don't reason like that no more. Be renewed on your thinking. Every person in this creation is God's people. He created them. They're amazingly and wonderfully made. Doesn't matter what they do to you. You shake your suffering, you cry out on the room, and you come out triumphantly with a big smile. God bless you, brother. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and give you hope. It's like you bringing coals upon their head when you act like that. See, because that's what the Bible teaches us. Listen what it says in here. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone, not only of God, in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. If it is possible. Some people might not accept the way you're walking. Some people might not understand the way that you're looking at the scriptures because you have a zeal. You have a longing, a steadfastness upon the word of God. But a lot of people is not going like, nah, he's crazy. That revelation, he's lying. He's throwing deceit. That's how the enemy works. He's envy what other people has. No, come on. That's why we had to trust in the Lord. He wants us to be devoting ourselves to each other in love. To comprehend, to understand, to grow together, to grow a family, we need a circle. It just goes around and around and around and around and around and around until the whole circle is fulfilled. For prophetically speaking, do not repay anyone evil for evil, but be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live in peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends. I just hope that is, you know, that is bringing those. See, the word of God is a hammer. I hope that it's breaking you, because at the end we're going to build you up. Listen what it says in here. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God. Leave room for God's judgment, for it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. You read that in Deuteronomy 22, verse 35. On the contrary, If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will keep burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with God. These are the things not to do. The spiritual sacrifice you're supposed to do. This is your true act of service. If you truly say that you're a disciple of Jesus, not a follower, I told you guys last week, because followers, there is all kinds, all over the world. But disciples, they're few, according to what is written. People who is standing firm in what is written, who does not be moved. I can go to the Jehovah Witness and I don't get moved. I can go with the Mormons and I don't get moved. I go as a light unto, because he's a lamp unto my feet. I trust in the Lord. And you're going to, listen, if it is just one, It's worth it going to the stinky hole. I'm sorry. To go to the temple. It's worth it to testify. They take a picture. They're going to pray. They're going to baptize for it. I said, yeah, go ahead. It's just going to get cleaned up. So I know what is written. I don't cause them to stumble, and they don't stumble me. The people, they stumble, they stumble because they do not know him. And I'm going to read it to you right now. Let's go back to chapter 2, 1 Peter. Another of God's purpose is for all to grow up and serve him at the place given or called for. Without longing for what the other ministry, church, denomination, or servants has received by God, but to share his love without partiality. That's one another of the purposes of God. Grow up. Associate with them on low position. Well, because you think you're all that. I wish I would have been reigning with you. That's what Paul told the church. You guys see that? Listen, verse 6, because we stop on verse 4 over there on where we stop. Let's go to verse 6. And I'm 22 seconds, but I'm going to try to finish it. Amen. For in Scripture it says, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone. A chosen and precious cornerstone. And the one who trusts in him, hallelujah, will never be put to shame. You see why I can't go to everybody? You see why I remove the veil of my religiousness and all my knowledge and all my education upon God's word for the surpassing knowledge of knowing Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior? I thank God for what he gave me every single day. What a privilege to be an announcer of the goodness of God. I'm limited on time. I wish I would have known this. I told my daughter, man, I'm sorry. You can come home and you can bring my rules every freaking time you want. I still gonna love you. What a read sometimes we become because of our personal perspective of what is written. I don't get moved no more. I'm humbling myself. Listen, their sin is not greater than my sin. Do I agree? I told him, no, I will never agree. But you can come. That old guy is gone. And as continue growing, we continue growing and changing. Because it's impossible for you to stay the same. It's not reasonable. You have to grow. Have to reason differently. Listen what it says in here. For in the Scripture it says, see, I laid a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now, to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. You see that? There is always a working humanity of the evil one. And those who wants to reject the spirit, the gift, the free gift of God, they're not working even though they're serving in the temples. They're not working for God. You have to have wisdom. The Bible says to test every spirit. Do not disrespect and do not say that guy, he's a false teacher. You just go to the room and pray for that guy. You remain merciful. You remain true. You remain devoted to one another. Don't take sides. Listen what it says in here. Now to you who believe the stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone that builders rejected has become the cornerstone. That's in Psalms 118, verse 22. And a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. Isaiah 8:14. See, Jesus Christ, you are the carrier of people to either believe or they stumble. And they stumble, listen, I want to read it to you right now. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. Salvation is for everybody. Everybody is destined to be saved. But they stumble because they have not believed yet in the one that you have trust upon. And therefore, you cannot tell them, hey, they're going to hell. Or they went to hell because they never know. You do not know. You cannot open your spiritual eyes to see what the goodness of God is truly. You do not pay evil with evil. What should do when it comes down to that? Lord, to speak. You do not know what happened on the last stinking second that he breathed his last. God is in control. He sent his only begotten son. Because if we in our heart says that that guy did not confess Jesus and he went to hell, then the sacrifice of retelling him that was not good enough. At that day of revelation, he'll show everybody who he really is. You do not pass judgment upon nobody. Don't be too hard. Be low. Be devoted. Invite them to your house. Let them see who you are. Let them see. Don't leave him. Oh, I think he went to hell because he never came to the Lord. Oh my God. Leave room for God's wrath. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You guys hear that? But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. And it's not because he's talking about Israel. Don't be confused. He's talking about everyone who has believed upon the message of God. God's special possession, that you might declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into what? See, his wonderful light, my brothers. Another of God's purposes is for us to know that he has chosen you. He has chosen you. For others to see his marvelous light on you. And when you fail, don't be too hard to yourself. Get up. Shake it off. Come out triumphantly. Have the stomach to tell him, I'm sorry, I messed up. Or tell her, I'm sorry, I messed up. Can we start again? So simple, man. Forgiveness is for everyone. Verse 10 says, once you were not a people, you guys hear that? But now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you, as foreigners and exiles, to abstain from sinful desires. Taking on the context, going back, get rid of all the deceit, all these evil doings, all the deceit, all this lying, get rid of that, okay? I urge you as foreigners or exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. It's a spiritual battle. It's not against people. See, you're supposed to love everybody. Live such good lives among the unbelievers, the pagans, that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they might see your good deeds and glorify God. When? You see why I told you? Because you do not know what happened in there on the day of his revelation. You might think, you're like, well, how he made it? And I live a whole life of obedience and I get the same reward? What is it to you? If I hire you in the morning, if I hire you at the last hour, everybody's going to get the same reward. See, that's what the Bible teaches. Listen, we're going to enter into the persecution in the next paragraphs, in the next chapters. We're going to suffer all kinds of things, brothers and sisters. We're going to go through things. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to be slandered. People is going to talk smack about us. It's all good in Hollywood. It's all good. You walk in such a way so that you can let that light shine upon others, so that others can be partakers of the same blessing that you have and I have. Amen. I pray and hope that you guys get into, because listen, this letter is really strong. And I don't want to take it out of context. I want you guys to see it for what it is. And that's what the message was given to Apostle Peter and to Apostle Paul and to John and to James and to everybody, for the 12 apostles. This is regarding the one who mistreated betrayed Jesus. There was another one who was raised in his place, and it was the Apostle Paul. Okay, they all been working for the same point of view, to save souls. Disregard the things of the body, be caring for the souls, be in the business of God. Amen. Let us pray out. Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your messages. Thank you, Lord, for your word. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will touch everyone on this room and the ones watching us, Lord, and the ones who will watch it later as well, God, of what you have delivered today, to comprehend, to stand firm, to be sealed, to not to think higher than others, but to associate with everybody for one purpose and one purpose alone. That the day of the visitation of our God, many will turn in to bring glory unto him. Salvation is free. Sanctification is our work by the power of the Holy Spirit. Touch us, Lord, and guide us. In Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. Amen, brothers. There he goes.